Nikki Booker here, and welcome to my podcast, Find Your Soul, Find Your Soulmate. I'm happy to be back. I took a week off for spring break with the kids and my wedding anniversary with my husband. So, hello again. If you're new to my podcast is about love. It's about relationships, but we always zero in on the most important relationship, and that's the relationship that you have with yourself. And that's where it all starts. So if you aren't new and you're a regular, welcome back. Thanks for coming back. And this week's podcast episode is called Tired, or Are You Tired of Being Used? So I had written a blog post last September, and I had a round of consults with people who, it was just infuriating. They were the nicest people, and they were dating jerks, or maybe they weren't dating someone who is a jerk. They just weren't demanding or expecting, I should say, to be treated with respect and dignity, and they were letting these people get away with things that they really shouldn't. So I kind of went on a rant for my blog post. I was a little pissed off when I wrote it. And so, you know, it is what it is, but it's called Are You Tired of Being Used? And, you know, I feel like some people just don't know what the hell they want. So what do? They use and abuse you while they try to figure it out for themselves. Maybe they string you along, or worse, they try to tell you that there's something wrong with you. And it's total crap. I've heard too much lately of people taking advantage of others, and it infuriates me. Enough is enough. And this goes for both men and women, because as we know, both can be real jerks. Again, I just had too many calls with subscribers who were dating people that were not treating them well. And maybe, again, they aren't total jerks, but they were not showing up to the relationship. These people need to show up, shape up, or ship out. I give today a few scenarios of what I encountered on these calls in hopes that it will do one of two things for you. One, you will wake up if you are the one being used and abused. You will realize it, and you'll start to stick up for yourself. Remember, you have to value yourself, and you can't let people take advantage of you. And the sooner you begin to stick up for yourself, the sooner you will find someone special who values you and appreciates you. It's okay to require a certain amount of respect for yourself. You don't have to be a jerk about it, but you can expect it. Or you will stop being selfish if you're the one doing the using and abusing. And listen, I've been there. I've been the user, and not because I'm a bad person, but because I was too immature at the time, or I had some of my own personal stuff going on. So listen, if you suspect you're guilty of what I'm going to talk about today, then you need to stop and you need to start self-reflecting, because you're better than that, and you need to treat people how you want to be treated. It's time to grow up. So I've got three different types of jerks or scenarios that I heard about in my consults that I'm going to talk about today. So the first one is the shiny ball syndrome jerk. So here's how this person operates. I don't know what the hell I want, so I will just string you along until I figure it out, or someone else who's flashier and shinier comes along. So this is a jerk who says all of the right things, but never takes the next step. You feel like a horse with a carrot being dangled in front of you. This person may finally tell you that they just want to be friends, although all of their previous actions imply otherwise. Maybe it's texting or calling and talking for hours, and this person may even shamelessly flirt with you. This is the person who says one thing but does the other, and it's infuriating, and it's also cruel. It's cruel to play with someone's emotions like that. So if you're in the situation, I feel for you. And I'm worried that you don't have the self-confidence in yourself and know that you deserve better. Okay, so you deserve better, right? The trick is you just have to ask for it. Don't take crumbs and don't let people take advantage of you. You have to set boundaries. You know, it's one thing to not know for sure write how you feel about somebody because it's early in the relationship, but it's an entirely different thing when you know, but you're just stroking your ego. You know, this may be the person who says they just want to be friends, and then they turn around and they tease you. Kick this person to the curb. And if you're not ready to kick that person to the curb, then this person needs to start working to get you before you give them another second of your time. You deserve better, and you will not get better until you start asking for it. This is the person who constantly uses lame excuses as to why he or she doesn't want to be in a relationship. So here are some of the typical excuses, and I heard some of these on a call. I travel so much for work. I have no time. Who doesn't work hard? What are you, the freaking president? Get over yourself, right? Or I don't want to ruin what we have. I don't want to ruin our friendship. That one really blows. I'm not looking for a relationship right now. Well, then why are we hanging out again? Or I'm not ready to settle down, but you're so much fun. I heard that one, and run as fast as you can if you ever hear this, because this person is either a player or an infant, but they're playing games. Or the sorry, I have to cancel last minute, super busy at work right now, which is just rude. And I'm sure you can add to the list of annoying excuses if you've been in this position, but here's the bottom line. If someone really likes you, then their work, friends, or anything else is not going to get in the way. If this person doesn't make you a priority, that's because you aren't a priority to this person. And there's nothing wrong with you. You just got to find someone who makes you a priority. In fact, if you've let this person get away with these excuses for a while now, then you've shown that person that it's okay. You have taught them that it is okay to treat you that way. And it's not. You deserve to be a priority, and you deserve to be put first and have your feelings taken into consideration. Listen, I know life happens and things come up, but that should be the exception and not the rule. If someone tells you they just want to be friends, and this is specifically true, if a guy tells you that he just wants to be friends, then you need to treat him as a friend and move on. If he flat out told you, then he's not entertaining the idea of a romantic relationship with you. You need to act based on what he told you and move on. If you held his feet to the fire and he told you he just wants to be friends, then you have to take him at his word and don't waste your time thinking that he's going to have this aha moment and think you're the one for him. I mean, maybe there is the slightest chance that will happen. And I have some strategy of what you should do if you find yourself in that situation. But generally that only happens in the movies and not in real life. So move on and don't look back. A guy has to make you a priority. He's got to make time. And if he tells you he just wants to be friends, then you need to treat him as a friend and move on. Now, for ladies, if a lady tells you she just wants to be friends, then men, I wouldn't give up. I mean, don't be a weird, crazy, annoying stalker, but you know, persistence definitely wins with women. Persist. Don't stalk, but be persistent. That can play out in your favor. But for women, it's just a different way that you have to approach it. And I talk about that on my blog, and I've talked about that on some other podcast episodes. So those of you who listen probably know what I'm talking about. You have to set boundaries. You have to respect yourself so that you have boundaries. You can't tolerate anyone who doesn't treat you with respect and consideration. You don't have to be a jerk about it, but you know who you are, and you know what does and doesn't work for you. You set healthy boundaries, and you remove people from your life who don't treat you kindly and with respect. So what does this look like? Well, if a guy you've started seeing calls and asks you out at the last minute, the answer is no, right? Are you playing games? No, you have a life. And if you're going to drop and tend to someone at the last minute, then they need to show you that you're a priority. And how do they do this? They call you in advance and they make plans to see you. They don't call you at the last minute and expect that you're free. He must show you that you are a priority to him before you will make him one. You are a priority. You are not a fleeting thought when he gets bored or he's looking for a good time. And that goes for men too. Ladies do the booty calls too. It's not just the guys. Listen, when you first get to know someone and you really like this person, You want to impress that person, right? If you respect someone you're trying to win over, then you want to show up in the best way possible. And if a man really likes you and respects you, then he will want to show up in the best way possible. Again, how does he do this? He calls and he asks you out on a date with advance notice. And if he really wants to see you, he will prioritize his time to be with you. He will ask you out in advance, stick to his plans. He won't call and cancel with some lame excuse or try and back out. And if he does, then don't go out with him again unless he keeps asking you out and apologizes, of course. And even though I wouldn't give him too much of your time and attention until he proves otherwise. And again, not because you're a diva, but because you value yourself and you have self-respect and you set healthy boundaries. You know, you also need to know the right people to surround yourself with, your bubble, so to speak. You have to surround yourself with people you value and trust, people you respect, because after all, you are the company you keep. And you do this again because you value yourself. You set boundaries because you value yourself. You have a life and expect that the person you're dating will respect your time. And you also respect their time as well. It's a two-way thing. And it's not about playing games and playing hard to get. It's about respecting yourself, having a life, and teaching people how to treat you. And if you let people take advantage of you, then you're teaching that person that it's okay. You're showing that person that you don't value yourself or have that much value and you're willing to accept less. So what's a good way to test this? If you think maybe you're asking for too much, you're not being reasonable, which nice people usually feel like they're asking for too much. Listen, if somebody does something to you or changes plans or anything, listen, if it doesn't feel good, just again, I always say pay attention to your gut. If it doesn't feel good, then say no. If it feels like you might, it kind of hurts your feelings or you feel a little snubbed, you know, say no. And you don't have to be rude about it again. You can just simply say, sorry, I have plans, but I'd love to rain check. Listen, don't settle for scraps. Know your worth. It's not about playing hard to get. It's about actually being hard to get. Like I've talked about before, you know, I've talked about this with men and women. Women, you have to have a higher level degree of difficulty for men. Like you just, it's not playing hard to get. You're just actually hard to get because you value yourself. You have a life. There has to be a higher level degree of difficulty to go out with you. Not impossible, but they've got to work for it. You know, not so hard to get that it's unachievable and phony, but just enough that you show you value yourself. A woman who values herself but doesn't have to play games is the kind of woman who men chase. This woman's actually showing that she doesn't have time for games. If you want to see her, ask her out. Plan a date. Don't flake out. Be respectful and considerate of other people, right? And men, you know, I always go back and forth with men and women. It's always a little bit different of a strategy. But if you suspect you're being used, this is just all about boundaries, right? You have to have boundaries. And it's funny, I put a clip in the blog post, and you can find it at nikkibooker.com. And it's a clip from that movie, He's Just Not That Into You. And I had read the book years ago, and I was so excited when I learned that they were going to make it into a movie. And there's a scene in the movie where, what's her name? I can't even remember, but go to nikkibooker.com. You can see the scene, but she's talking about how she's the exception and not the rule. But listen, oftentimes a person will use you to boost their ego. This person should be kicked in the you know what. And I feel badly for these people too, because the truth is that this person is feeling insecure. And this person most likely has a low self-esteem. And so that person uses others to compensate for it. So they're basically using you to boost their ego. Maybe if they don't even like you, people will do that. Move on. Know that you're an amazing person and you deserve to be adored. Go find your person. Okay? So don't waste your time on someone who's jerking you around. So that one took a while, right? That was the first scenario when we talked about boundaries and how you have to set boundaries. So the second person I heard about was, or jerk, was the zero accountability wuss. That's what I call it. So this one has broken up with you. But because she is so insecure, she insists on telling you everything that's wrong with you. Basically, this person can't take responsibility for their own life and their own decisions, so they place all the blame on you. You are the reason it didn't work out. If you just did this one thing or felt differently about something, then everything would be great. You are the reason the relationship didn't work. They did everything right, and it's all your fault. Listen, it's never one person, right? Sometimes it just doesn't work out. Sometimes you just have something you don't agree on. Sometimes you have your deal breakers, such as someone wants to have kids. Someone else doesn't want to have kids. That's nobody's fault. Nobody did anything wrong. It's a preference. It's just the way it is. You know, it's never one person, unless they do something horrible to you, of course, like cheating or lying. But most of the time, remember, it just doesn't work out. You know, the person who does this is generally unhappy with their own life and the choices that they've made. A lot of times they don't want to make the tough choices. That's why there's zero accountability and it's always your fault. They take it out on you because you're willing to take it. So don't be willing. You're not a punching bag. Don't stand there and take a beating, a mental beating, okay? Stick up for yourself. And here's what I tell this person. Grow a pair and make a decision. Work on your self-esteem and get your shit together. Stand by your decisions without making it about someone else's faults. And what right do you have to take another person down? Sometimes you just want different things. Sometimes it just doesn't work out. Sometimes you simply aren't compatible. So grow up and walk away. Don't mentally bash someone you once said that you cared about. Grow up. So the next jerk. The infant. This one makes me laugh. Look, this one can't make a damn decision at all. So everything's on a whim. You're never really sure what this person really wants because he doesn't really know himself. So what does he do? He goes back and forth. He breaks up with you. And then 2 days later, he wants you back. Nothing has really changed in those 2 days. He just decides he wants to be with you again and he can't live without you. You haven't solved any of your problems. And it feels like a broken record of a horrible country song. This person even acts out like an infant. This person has fits or throws a temper tantrum when something doesn't go her way. And I'm using he and she interchangeably, as I'm sure you've noticed. It's like dealing with a child who has zero impulse control. She cheats on you, then says she's sorry. He's scared of commitment or some BS like that. Obviously, if anyone ever cheats on you, just get out now. I mean, that should be a deal breaker. I know most of you know this, but there are others who tolerate this crappy behavior. There's no excuses for cheating ever. So dump them now or live to regret it. Look, I talked with a few subscribers and it made me so angry when I was writing this. You know, it's hard to know when you need or what you need in a romantic partner. Love is hard enough. Don't take someone else down because you want different things. This drives me bananas. People break up and it has to be like this big, ugly fight. I mean, people want different things. You know, don't torture another person because you haven't gotten your stuff figured out yet. No one has the right to tell someone they're wrong for needing something different than you. It's okay if you haven't gotten your act together, but wrong is wrong. And you know it's not okay to take advantage of and hurt others. So you got to grow up. Look, again, let me be clear. I'm not saying that you should be acting like a diva. I'm simply saying that if you want better, then you have to expect it. You don't have to demand it, but you can expect it and not settle for anything less. If you don't get it, then believe in yourself enough to walk away. Be patient and wait for the right person to show up and stop entertaining these jerks in your life, because the more you entertain these jerks in your life, the more you're putting off meeting somebody who's going to value you and appreciate you. You're slowing down the process. Don't force someone to be someone they're not, right? and don't make another person feel bad about not being the person that you need. Go find who you need, or keep dating till you find what you need. Your person is out there. Don't waste time by sitting around and hoping this person will just all of a sudden change their actions or change their mind. If you're not doing anything about it, they're not going to change their actions. Do something about it. Life is short. Don't waste it on the users. Don't waste it on people who haven't figured out their issues yet. And if you haven't figured out your issues yet, or you keep ending up in dead-end relationships, then you got to start doing some self-reflection and figure out your issues. And don't feel bad about having them, because we all do. I had them. I worked through them. That's why I'm happy now and in a successful, happy relationship. Don't waste it on someone who doesn't treat you how you deserve to be treated. And listen, again, if you're struggling to figure out your own issues, it's okay. Nobody's perfect. Just remember that and be kind to yourself and be kind to others in the process. Be open-minded. Don't be judgmental. For every issue you have that you're going through, there's other people who are going through possibly the same issues or some that you can't even begin to understand. So be kind. Work on yourself. And listen, it may not, you know, maybe it's not his fault, okay, that he's an infant or that he has shiny ball syndrome. But as the saying goes, it may not be your fault, but it's still your problem. So don't date jerks. And more importantly, don't be one. Value yourself. Stick up for yourself. If you don't like a behavior, then say no. Say so. It's not mean. It's just what you need. Don't let people string you along. That's wrong. You have the right to tell someone what you need. And if they can't provide it, then you have to be strong and walk away. If you don't stick up for yourself, then nobody else will. Be kind, but be assertive. Anyway, thanks for listening today. It was a little bit of a rant, but I tried to tone it down from my blog post a bit because it was a little crazy. I was a little pissed off when I wrote that. Again, visit me at nikkibooker.com. If you like what you heard today, please subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. That would be amazing. If you're interested in private coaching, which is something I offer, you can visit me at nikkibooker.com and check me out there. Thanks again, and hey, have the best day.